Craig, fantastic to see that Narrabri is part of this Northern Inland Boulders concept. Of course, you've been part of the Boulders yourself. Well, disappointing and not been able to get the results. It's a good base to see a whole lot of fellas play the game, and hopefully there'll be a base of 20 players to move through and play for the Boulders over the next couple of years.
Yeah, look, it's a great initiative having a carnival like this. It's drawing on the region's best, and we want to have a look at the region's best, you know, to be able to, so we can see if there's any new talent out there or untapped talent who can put themselves forward to, wear the Boulders and hopefully get that dream of having a run at the SCG.
Yeah, part of it 2 years ago, of course, when we were beaten by the Border Bullets, but also, of course, got some fantastic talent coming out of Narrabri. KB Cornish, of course. Ryan Meffin's just come back from some great success there in the 19s as well, and you got the old stages there, such as Lockie Cameron and Nick Smith, even though he's not old, but he's been part of the fabric for a while.
Yeah, look, we've got the nucleus of a team, and we've been improving for a while. Unfortunately, we just, like, man for man, I'm not trying to discredit other teams, but we've been able to progress a fair way, but we still just can't put it together on the day, and it's a little bit disappointing today, but it's good in a way too. You look out here, you've got Armidale and Gunnedah in one semi, and you've got the two Tamworth teams in the other, so there's going to be a lot of fun tonight, and some tired boys come Saturday night, Sunday morning, yeah.
Well, that's the intensity of 2020 cricket, and of course, a bit disappointing with the War Vets as well. You got to host the semi-final, just weren't able to get through to the big prize.
Yeah, like this year hasn't been our best. Like, we had a fair bit of success last year, and I don't know what it was, but teams get the rub of the green, and good luck to those teams that went through. Cessnock, and Tamworth in the main one, but our region's been representing pretty well lately, and it's a testament to the effort that's been put into the junior programs, and we're not that far off, and we're seeing some of our seniors make it on the big stage, and so with a bit more plugging away, it just shows that any kid from anywhere can do it.
Finally, of course, you're part of the Sixers team there in the Indigenous game, some incredible talent. Jordan Marion, of course, the Jeffrey boys out of Dubbo. Another successful game there as you took on the Thunder down there in Orange, and that's just going to get bigger. Also, of course, we saw on the collar of the boys there in Melbourne playing the Test match, the celebration of 2 years before we have this national Indigenous team going back to England to celebrate the original Indigenous side 200 years ago.
Yeah, look, it'd be great to snavel a seat on that plane, wouldn't it? Yeah, I'd carry some bags for them, but look, it's there's quite a few young lads, young Darcy Short, who's over in WA, and you obviously got young Jeffrey from Dubbo, who's got that rookies contract for the Sixers. But you've got blokes that have been around for a while, Dan Christian, Tim Payne from down the Hurricanes, and these guys have all played and been a part of that Impaja Cup, and now it's the National Indigenous Cricket Championship, so a bit of a change of name, but the same flavour. So we've had a lot of local success here too, with a few boys from Tamworth. Obviously Cookie's been a part of it in coaching and the like, and there's still guys getting around and playing in Harrison Kelly's and Chris Halloran's and the like. We'd just like to see some more boys from out west get those opportunities, come through this pathway, and I think if this is a stepping stone to engaging those communities from those other smaller areas, there's a plethora of cricket talent out here in the bush, but we've just got to try and design or develop ways that they can participate.
Thanks for your time, Craig. We wish you all the best moving forward.